from Earth into outer space now. A really fascinating piece of work that's been published this week. I had to report on this one. There's a researcher at the University of California, Santa Cruz, called Michel Fumagalli, and he and his colleagues reckon that they've spotted two clouds of the primordial gas from which everything else in the universe is formed. Effectively, this is the gas that the Big Bang gave rise to. Now, for many years, theoreticians have put together hypotheses as to what the Big Bang would produce. In other words, you've got this sudden violent explosion which goes off and it turns enormous amounts of energy into matter. And within a few minutes of the Big Bang happening, the universe, which starts off at about 1 billion degrees, cools to about 500 million degrees. And at that point, it's cool enough for particles to begin to aggregate and form matter. But the majority of the matter that would have been formed is hydrogen. We also theorise that there would have been a little bit of helium and a trace of lithium. So there's the theory. The problem is, without actually having some gas which resulted from the Big Bang to measure, it's very hard to say, well, the theory's right. And so scientists have been looking for a long time out into the deep space, trying to find some gas clouds that result from this Big Bang. The problem is they're all contaminated with metals. Where would the metals come from? Well, that means stars. So in other words, there's already contamination of the gas, so it could already have skewed the data. But what this group have done, and published in the journal Science this week, is they've used two very bright light sources. These are known as quasars. They're amongst the brightest things in the universe. They're produced by matter falling into a black hole. And as it gets squeezed, as it falls into the black hole, it produces enormous amounts of radiation, and that radiation we can see. And so they looked at two quasars. They've got catchy names, J1134 plus 5742, and a second one called QO956 plus 122. And using the Keck 1 telescope in Hawaii, they stared at these particular light sources. And of course, as the light comes towards us on Earth, if it goes through gas, for example, then the gas will absorb from that light any particular wavelengths of light according to or corresponding to the elements which are in the gas, because every element has a particular wavelength of light that it absorbs or emits at. And when they looked at this particular cloud of gas, they actually found that they've actually got a metallicity, in other words, metal contamination, which is 100 to 1,000 times lower than that we've ever seen before. So it does look like they've got real pristine primordial post-Big Bang gas. And really encouragingly, the measurements marry up almost exactly with what we would predict on the basis of theory. So it looks like it vindicates and validates all of our previous suggestions.
That's really amazing. So are these gas clouds some of the oldest things that we can see?
These ones are, or at least this gas, appears to be about 2 billion years after the Big Bang. So that would put it about 11.5 billion years ago. The light that we're seeing would have passed through that gas about then. And we know that because the light is stretched out into the red a little bit more. It's what's called redshift. But what's very interesting is that people think that when the early galaxies were beginning to form, they would have buffeted and pulled in material like these clouds of gases in these very cold flows of gas into the forming galaxies in what are called cold flows. They're another theory, again, not yet been proven. But what Michel Fumagalli thinks is that perhaps what they're seeing in these clouds of gas are some of those early cold flows, as they're known.
That's really, really exciting. Could be very interesting new development.